few. I was not part of, someone asked me earlier today if I was part of the efforts to get to Montreal Expo to Portland. I was not. In fact, I didn't even learn about this process until about 9 months into the four or five year process. So now I want to thank a good number of senior members who have helped me with ideas for this, and also with this amazing disc. Is this on?
Yeah.
Okay. This amazing disc.
Hold the microphone if you want.
I think I need your help. Is this on?
No. Here you go.
Okay. All right. This amazing welcome man from Saber is amazing. These people help me also in some of the preparations. Portland is if you visit Portland, it's a nice place. The area has about 2.3 million people. It supports a professional basketball team quite well. In general, annual sellouts for that basketball team. It has five or six other small sort of minor league sports, lacrosse, etc., hockey. And what I'll try to do here is talk about some of the hoops that Portland had to jump through. In particular, the information that they were required to provide to Major League Baseball, along with other cities competing for the Montreal Expos. I thought in particular it was interesting that the city was required to provide the number of affluent residents, wherever that is, the degree of single college educated residents. Why not married? I'm not sure, but these are some of the things that Major League Baseball required. Portland had one advantage that I thought in particular. It's several times has been selected by Money Magazine, other magazines, as the most livable city in the country. Now, with so many people moving there, many people think it's not as livable as it once was, but it still is a very nice city. A key thing, too, that Major League Baseball paid attention to was that television ratings for games in Portland frequently rank in the top five or six across the nation. That is routine. We have one major professional team, I think major professional, it's the Trailblazers, a basketball team, and they routinely sell out year after year and have done so for decades. The other factor, other than the market, the Portland market, is money. Where to build a stadium, how much will it cost, where do you get the money for the stadium? And these are different categories, a payroll income tax, ticket fees, businesses in a stadium district, concessions, charter seats. In particular, charter seats, luxury, corporate, whatever boxes. This was viewed, though I Major League Baseball at the time, I remember in particular as very important, even though the money was $25 million back in, again, 10 years ago. But there was a real emphasis on this. And over the decades since then, we've seen why. I toured Target Field this morning and saw, I forgot how many, 100 or 150 corporate boxes. These make a difference. At the time, we needed $350 million for one stadium. This totaled up to 322 plus, and the legislature was going to make up the difference. Then the organization had three major areas, actually we as a city had three major functions or units working on this. One was the Oregon Sports Authority, and in particular they were to define Oregon as the preferred location. And they had recruited five other professional teams, which are still currently in Portland. The second was the Portland Baseball Group, and their primary focus was communication, outreach, public relations with the people in Portland, with the people in the media area and in the state, and with Major League Baseball. And finally, we have the Oregon Baseball Campaign focusing on the the entire picture, but also in particular the business aspect. They work well with, they work with and hired Sports Management Worldwide, which is a wealthy large group that focuses on determining the benefits of having a team in, you know, the economic, et cetera, having a baseball team in your community. They were very helpful. This is PG Park. This is the baseball stadium that, that's now not being used for baseball, as some of you know. It seats about 19,000. I've been there for, I used to go to the Portland Beaver games, San Diego AAA team, and enjoyed it immensely. Rarely did they sell out, but at nearly 20,000, they would seat as if it would be two-thirds to three-quarters full per night. Nice atmosphere. This was going to be used for the, as an interim stadium until a new one would be built. Had in Montreal, actually, was moved there. HOK, which I learned this morning, is now something else, I forgot, which worked with Target Field, was the, one of the people who worked to identify places where a stadium would fit, what it would look like, and they had a lot of experience. In addition to Target, they designed Coors, Jacobs, Cameron Yards, Pacific Bell Park, etc. And they designed the stadium to seat 38,000 people. In the process, what worked well and what did not work well up to this point in time. Civic leaders in general supported the initiatives. The legislature was supportive. The reports prepared for Major League Baseball were accurate, comprehensive, and on time. We were told that the presentation was received well by Commissioner Seelig and Major League Baseball. Several ideal locations for the ballpark were identified. Funds for the ballpark were likely to be available as far as the community knew. The basketball team flourished. A few things did not work well in the process. This is, again, some of these are my opinion, and opinions of some of those with whom I talked with in Portland. Again, support for the Portland Beavers was reasonable, but not sellouts were rare. Were the citizens of Portland informed and key participants in important processes? Some were, some were not. Of course, some were not for this process in the first place. The city manager, who had been reasonably supportive of the in the process, at somewhere decided he was going to run for mayor, and suddenly he was against the project, and that makes the news. We did not have a viable ownership group that was identified. This was awful problem. All the candidates did. This morning at breakfast, somebody who I was talking said, who had been to Portland, said he viewed it as an art scene. Can't remember what that is. But books, food, education, there are 15 or 16 colleges or universities that tends to dominate the area. And was that a problem? We weren't that far from the mirrors. Was that a problem? And we have several other professional teams, but they were not national teams, not major. The key contenders were Dulles, Virginia, and viewed as the runner-up. In the actual sweepstakes, they had a viable ownership group. Norfolk, Virginia, again, too, in Virginia. They had a stadium, AAA team there. The viable ownership group and municipal bonds to fund the stadium. Las Vegas was listed. One interesting thing we thought that was that they were going to use private money for the stadium. We learned later that the commissioner preferred public funding for the stadium, as he knew that for stable. We also learned, and I chuckled, but maybe not, I don't know, but these two places were identified as possible candidates, and there were others. Of course, one more key contender was Washington, D.C. They are a stadium. The major thing, Major Williams, promised a completely funded stadium, and this was the preference for Commissioner Seelig. They had a good ownership group that was identified, very active, very organized. The decision, as you know, was Washington, D.C., not Portland or not Puerto Rico, et cetera. It's politically, and I think this is a major issue, it's difficult to compete with some of the forces in Washington, D.C. Portland, Oregon does not dominate the national news. In fact, routinely at conferences, including this one, early today, I'm asked, how do I deal with the summers, or the winters in Portland, Maine? I'll indicate there is actually a Portland on the West Coast. That's two or three times a year I respond to questions about Portland, Maine. We do not have a viable ownership group. The economy in Oregon is inconsistent, up one year, down the next. The promise of a publicly funded stadium. Interestingly, the only dissenting vote among the owners was, I guess not surprisingly, Peter Angelos of the Orioles, who was not excited about the Nationals coming in his neighborhood. And some in Portland now are wondering if Dulles and Norfolk, have they been eliminated from options in the future simply because the Nationals are there, and so will Portland be a candidate in the future? Some of the lessons we learned that key decisions are usually made within a dynamic political context. The Washington Monthly had an article that was, I thought was interesting, in which it discussed the possible move of the Expos and also discussed the baseball's legal monopoly in relation to antitrust issues, et cetera, and if the Expos don't move to Washington, should Congress look at some of these issues, which with a little bit of leverage that Portland certainly did not have. President Bush is a big fan of baseball and was associated with the Rangers. Congress was very supportive. A board of new congressmen stood up and said, we'd like to have the Expos here. I'm not sure we had a major advocate. Looking back, I remember it was almost a year into the process when I really became informed of what was going on. And I'm a member of Sabre and active in baseball issues in the community, but it was not publicized as much as it could have been. And I'm not sure, I wonder how then were we communicating with Major League Baseball if we were not communicating that well in Portland. A good number of people in Portland and in the state also felt that any money that would go to a stadium should go to education. I knew of Malik and others there just because Frederick Malik was one of the key leaders, an outgoing individual for the D.C. area. And I just noted that because when I was working my first graduate degree in the 70s, I wrote a paper on Frederick Malik, on some things he had done for the federal, how to manage and work with federal bureaucracy was his theme, but it has nothing to do with this presentation. And then finally, these are three articles that summed up some things and feelings. Late in the process, August of 2003, this is an article that appeared in the Washington Times, Oregon takes lead in race for Expos. And a good number of people in Portland were, had sort of dismissed the process at this point in time. But we saw this article, with people anyway in Portland, and they just said, well, we're still in this thing. Why didn't somebody let us know? We didn't get it. The next article indicates that Portland prepared for the next team that moves in 2004. And then this, 3 years ago, Major League Baseball in Portland, some still have hope. So again, nearly 2.5 million in the area. It's a beautiful city, great public transportation system. Easy to get to any part of the city. I don't have a car, but I can get anywhere I want to go in a few minutes. And I think it's certainly a viable option. But the thing that was interesting there that I got a kick out of was looking at the politics involved and the information required, the hoops that one needs to jump through to do this. And Major League Baseball requires Major League everything. And they should. Thank you.
Do we have any questions for Don?
Okay.
In the back. Two political questions. One, did the city manager get elected mayor? And two, considering that a number of independent studies have failed to show any real net economic gain from having a professional team in the city, was there a lot of political controversy over using public funds in Portland for a stadium?
No, he was not. He did not become mayor. And to sort of drop out at the end like that, I think he lost some support just because he dropped out. And your second question was on the benefits.
Well, given the fact that there's a lot of support, or at least there's a lot of evidence that can be used to support people wanting to argue against the economic.
Yeah.
Value of having a public team, or excuse me, having a team in the city,
it will
generate a lot of opposition to public funds being used for the stadium.
It was very controversial, especially in the first year, because immediately there were some reports that were, or quote, studies that indicated that basketball professional teams add so much in terms of dollars to the cities. And then, about 6 months later, there were another set of studies indicating, well, this really may not be the case. And so we have, in 2 6-month periods, battling reports, battling studies, none of which agree with each other. In the end, the idea that the Trailblazers do so well there, and such a part of the community, sort of won the game for the baseball people.
Wouldn't you say that two of the key reasons made it politically easy for the baseball to reject it, and that would be the absence of quality local ownership and the non-support of the mayor? Didn't that help to make it easier?
Well, the mayor herself,
the
mayor was remarkable. The mayor's the one who, in November of 1993 or 1994, said we're going to make Portland a very livable place, and she succeeded.
What I'm saying is that if you don't have that political support and the ownership group, it's easy for baseball to say.
The ownership group, and the group kept saying, If we're approved, we'll have well owners lined up. Well, that is a question for me. If I'm Commissioner Seelig, I'm thinking, why don't you have them now?
Yeah. Well,
one more.
Was Phil Knight with Nike approached with being, head of knowledge? He's got a push behind him after turn the corner.
It could have, but people don't know. His office is tends to be in the Eugene area, with the University of Oregon, but the headquarters are in the Portland area. If he had been the leader or the co-leader, it may have been a major difference. We would have had a ownership group for one thing. Yeah.
Last one.
Was the support that the Timbers have received since they got into MLS help or hurt Portland? The help in the sense that it shows there is interest in sports. On the other hand, they don't have a baseball team now, and that would give them three sports teams if they had a baseball team in the city that is. Is there any feeling about that, one way or the other?
I didn't catch it. I apologize. Can you repeat that?
the Timbers have had a lot of success in Major League Soccer there.
They
Does
have.
That help or hurt a possible future Major League Baseball aspirations for Florida?
I don't think it's... I think it can only help because they're selling out their games season after season at this point in time. I think it will help in two reasons. One, they're successful. Two, they're supported. Well, three reasons. The three, it's a good example for the community. That's a very good example. I mean, they're not picking a 40 cup, capping a 40 cup in a game, but they're selling out, and that makes a difference. And that's, again, part of the culture. That type of sport is big in the Northwest.
Okay, you can take questions outside.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Don and Frank.